Welcome to Storytime at the Rubus, a weekly podcast about the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. I'm your host, Sharla.
And I'm Daniel, and if you hear anything weird, we're sitting outside on our back porch. It's a really nice day. Sharla and I are both working remote from home today.
It's such a gorgeous day outside.
Do you think we've gotten through the last cold snap down here in the South?
Lordy, I hope so.
I hope
because
so.
I cannot do any more of this season-changing nonsense.
If any of you have grandparents in the South, you might have heard the terms like dogwood winter or what other various winters are there?
Blackberry winter.
Have we gone through all of them now? I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it to be like summer. High 80s, low 90s and some...
We live for the heat. We grew up in it. So
we're
the heat,
weird.
The humidity, bring it on.
Doesn't bother us. It mm-hmm. doesn't bother your dog outside right now either. She's loving it. Look at her. Anyway, hey, happy birthday, Sharla.
Thank you.
Yesterday was Sharla's birthday.
Thank you to everybody who sent me messages. That was so awesome.
Yeah. So also thank you to our friends, Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, Brooklyn, Kevin.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Came out to see you at Stella's, kind of a local fancy bar here in Huntsville.
Yeah, it's kind of like a ritzy little bar. It's super cool. Evan went there when he came to Huntsville, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And
you know, Evan's been here to the house. You weren't here when he came.
Yeah.
He sat here right here on the back porch with me for a while. Yeah.
I think I was at work or something. But anyways, we went to Stella's and then we went to eat at this little Mexican restaurant underneath. And then we went to our favorite dive bar, Voodoo.
Yeah. You got to go there if you come
Voodoo
to Huntsville.
Lounge. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
We'll talk about Huntsville here in a moment.
JB put a dollar up on the wall.
Yeah. We found that in there. It still says eat cheese and sin on a dollar taped to the ceiling. There's a couple of different Ruvians that have a dollar up in there. But if you are coming to Huntsville for South Star, I guess you can put yours there, too. Do we want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, talking about Huntsville, about a music festival that's coming.
So I'm glad that we kind of, you know, delayed putting this episode together because we were out partying for your birthday last night, because it allowed us to go ahead and talk about the lineup for South Star that was released this morning, the 23rd.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just, my mind is blown.
So let's be clear about something. This looks to be clearly targeted towards us elder millennials. I think they swerved from perhaps what was the original plan of kind of an Americana indie mm-hmm. fest similar mm-hmm. to what Moon River
right.
was and hopefully will be again. And I think this is a good swerve. I think in a way this is kind of going after a little bit of the same audience that Wish We Were Young, or what was the name of it? It's after a Killers
When
lyric.
We Were Young.
When We Were Young. Not Wish We Were Young. When We Were Young out in Vegas. They've had that for a few years now. So this is coming up on Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th. So let's just go through a couple of the top lines. So on that Saturday, I think a lot of people guessed No Doubt, but they got relatively close.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting Gwen Stefani.
I've seen a lot of people guessing No Doubt.
I'm going to be honest. I would have rather had No Doubt, but Gwen is
cool. Yeah.
I mean, I imagine she'll do a lot of No Doubt songs, right?
I'll be really transparent. I'm not the biggest Gwen fan on her own, but the fact that we could pull somebody of that notoriety, that status is just, that is amazing.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same with you. Like, if we had lived in a timeline where Gwen Stefani did not do The Voice, I would be more excited
about it. Right. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like huge into Gwen Stefani, but just that type of pool right there is just mind blowing. Like,
yeah.
I can't get over that.
There's a lot of other good stuff on that day, too. So, Jimmy Eat World, we saw them open mm-hmm. for Third Eye Blind a couple of years ago. TLC!
Okay, I called it.
You did call that.
Did I not call it? I said we'd get TLC.
That is going to be a fun throwback.
You know, they played at that Albertville Amphitheater a couple of years ago.
That's kind of wild to me.
The amphitheater.
Yeah.
And they have been touring, doing some tours. They're actually coming to Birmingham, I think, sometime this summer. But they've been doing some tours without Lisa, without Left Eye. So
she passed away, right?
Yeah, she passed away.
So it's the other two. Did they replace her with anybody? I'm not familiar.
I don't know. I'm really not sure.
Well, let's look into that.
Yeah.
Others on that Saturday are Jane's Addiction. That's a big get. Gin uh-huh. Blossoms. That's an early 90s throwback.
Right.
We saw them at Big Spring Jam years ago. So I guess things are coming full circle
a little
bit.
Now, they've been to Huntsville before. They were at like the barbecue festival or something.
We have two or three of those.
Yeah. They were at some other little festival.
Another worth noting that Saturday is Winona Fighter. That was one of the big hyped up gets at Rue last year. They kind of blew up from their show.
Now, I saw a lot of people asking before the lineup came out, I saw a lot of people asking for Shinedown, but I'm going to be real honest, I'm not as familiar with them.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about them?
Well, I'm not super familiar. I know that a lot of people would kind of describe them as butt rock, which isn't necessarily a fully negative term. I mean, Creed is absolutely butt rock, and people love them again these days. So, I mean, that's just kind of a funny description.
I'm just not as familiar with them.
I'm not super familiar either, but, I mean, that's cool. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, Festival slipped us correctly. Blink-182 will be headlining. That is amazing. Blink-182 is playing Huntsville, Alabama, like in the middle of a soccer field.
It's just, yeah.
That's why. But go through these names that are the sub-headliners that day. This is mind-blowing. Sunday's a better day for me.
I cannot believe we've got Beck.
Yeah, Beck.
Just absolutely, like, my mind just... Yeah.
Beck could have easily headlined over Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. I don't... oh, my gosh. Like...
Well, the next one is just as mind-blowing
Sublime?
To me. Yeah, and...
I called that, too.
Yeah, you did. Charlotte was right. We had some of our friends on our Discord write about that as well. Sublime is a big get. So you may recall the past couple of years, they had been billed as Sublime with Rome.
Yeah.
But now they're just Sublime again because the son of the original lead singer and guitarist is filling in his spot. So they're like, oh, well, we're keeping it in the family. So we're just Sublime again. So I've watched some of the clips from them playing Coachella. Oh, man, that's going to be fun. They could have easily headlined as well. But what's that last one? The third one?
Goo Goo Dolls.
I am so ridiculously excited for
y'all?
That. Yeah. I used to listen to them all the time when I was like 15, 16
years
old.
Oh, yeah, you had that CD. I remember. Yeah. It's still in the attic, probably.
Never saw them. No. So I'm so excited
to
hear them.
When everybody on Discord was going through the bands, you know, that made the videos, I don't think anyone mentioned Goo Goo Dolls.
No, I mean, I've said before, I'd like, hey, it would be cool if they were our throwback act at Rue, and that's never happened, but this works.
I don't think anybody mentioned them, because have they been touring at all? Like,
oh, yeah, they've been on tour for like 25 years, it feels like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shows how much I know.
Some of the other names on Sunday are great, too. So Ludacris is going to be there. Big Boy, he's always
so
a great show.
I'm so excited about Big Boy.
Vanessa Carlton, that's
you
something out of left
save
field.
The best for that was our choir song in high school. So.
She did that?
Yes, that's Vanessa Carlton. Okay. Save the best for last, yeah.
And also shout out to local band Billy Allen and the Pollies. That's the band that our friend Wanda opens for sometimes.
That's cool, yeah.
So I'm hoping that means maybe she'll be added.
What about Pete Yorn?
I loved him back in the day, 20-something years ago, too. Never saw him either, so that'll be fun.
Everything on there's so good.
I'm very impressed. And tickets are reasonable. I think they're like $250 for the whole weekend, a little over $100 for a day. That's a steal to see Sunday, like... A little over $100, Blink-182, Beck, Sublime. That's amazing.
Because if you go to see Blink by themselves, it's going to cost...
Oh, way more than that. Yeah.
Because I looked in, I was just like, they're playing somewhere relatively close. And I was like, oh, let me check. And the way, way, way back in the far left corner ticket started at $70. And then where you could see their heads, I guess, was like one something.
Their heads. So I'm looking at the ticketing page now, and... All of these festivals that are kind of in the family with C3 and Live Nation, the whole crew that do Bonnaroo, they're doing this all-in ticketing thing. So, like, there's no, like, BS fees that are added after the fact. Maybe shipping or something like that, but that's it. So, two-day general admission for South Star is $224. GA Plus is $339, which, if you want our advice, don't get that. It's not worth it. VIP is close to $700. But a one-day GA ticket, like we said, to see all that stuff on Sunday is $139. That's... In the year of our Lord 2024, a very good deal. That's insane. So I expect that we will have a lot of out-of-towners come to Huntsville this fall. That's the beginning of fall. That's after the equinox, solstice, whatever it is. I should know that. Anyways, I think we got a few people coming to the house, babe, coming from out of town to come stay with us. So we will give you some tips on where to go in Huntsville as we get closer. Charlotte had already just mentioned the Voodoo Lounge. That's a must-see. If you're coming to Huntsville for the first time, that is the best dive bar. It will be very much the same vibe that you will see at South Star, I imagine. That's kind of the weirdos in the back of
the bus.
That's
the weirdos bar, yeah.
Fits well for us. We can tell you a few not to go to, but we'll talk about that in person. You must go to Campus 805. That's where Brooklyn works, over at Straight L. Mm-hmm. In fact, we might be organizing a little something over there that Saturday night. I'll give more details when we get it more set in stone, but I've been talking to a couple of people about doing an after party. Because they will likely have a curfew at South Star Saturday and Sunday. So there should be late night shows. You know how they're doing late night shows after Shaky Knees?
Yeah.
We should do something like that in Huntsville. So as Wooderson said in Days Confused, what'd he say? Another fiesta is in the making. Mm. More information later when we get closer.
You know, the thing about South Star I was going to mention too, it's so great. I've seen very, very, very few negative comments about it, even from Huntsville local people. Because you know how you go on Facebook and you see all the negative comments.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen very few.
Well, they came out swinging. They clearly invested in this and intend for it to be, you know, something that they do every year. You don't invest this kind of money for these acts thinking it's going to be a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get the word out for people to come in, you know,
exactly,
in the future.
Exactly.
I saw one comment that could be construed as negative, but it was kind of more funny to me. Somebody, and I won't name them, said something about like, huh, all that for a Spotify playlist for 20-year-old bangers. That's a play. And I'm like, yeah, so? That seems pretty cool to me, you know? I mean, there's something to be said about going to Rue and like half of the lineup being stuff you hadn't heard of before that's about to be big and being able to see them early in their career. That's great.
Like Adele.
Adele, yeah. But there's also something to be said about like, oh yeah, these are all of the bands that I put on CDRs 20-something years ago. I mean, that whole ploy worked well for the Vegas thing that we were talking about. So it's clearly working for this, I think. It, you know, it's been getting a lot of national talk the past couple of hours since this lineup was released, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I expect to see a lot of people coming to Huntsville this fall. This is going to be mind-blowing.
Yeah, it absolutely will. I expect this to... You think it'll sell out?
Oh, yes.
I expect it to sell out.
I think it will.
I was going to say that, but then I was like... Mm-hmm.
No, I think it will.
I think it will.
Something else that works in Huntsville's favor is we're kind of centrally geographically located. So we're just like 3 or 4 hours from Atlanta, 2 hours from Birmingham, 2 hours from Nashville.
2 hours from Chattanooga.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got confirmation that Taco is coming. Barry's probably coming. I know they're going to be talking about this on the What Pod, which, by the way, congratulations to them. They just hit 200 episodes. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Time flies, man. Right. I remember when they first started. That's wild. We're over 150 now. I forgot to say anything about it. We kind of passed that. Whatever. But yeah, that's cool. So yeah, looking forward to having a lot of out-of-towners. Hit us up as we get closer. We can make a lot of recommendations on places to stay, where to go, where to eat, what to avoid, if you really want to know. But we'll talk about that offline.
What would you need to avoid? Oh,
there's certain restaurants I wouldn't go to.
Well, there's a couple of clubs I wouldn't go to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ask us personally. We'll tell you where not to go. But yeah, Voodoo Lounge, Campus 805, those are some of our go-tos. Can you think of any other offhand?
Our go-tos, though.
The Camp over at Mid-City is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a cool place to go to.
They have a lot of local bands play.
Yeah, that's you can walk there from the new Orion Theater. That's kind of the pregame place if you're going to a show with the Orion.
We pregame there with Cocaine Jesus once. That was cool.
I just like how you said that. That just sounded funny.
Well, we were at church, and I was like, who are you texting? You said, it's Cocaine Jesus. I said, well, put his number in your phone.
I know. I know who it was. It's Caleb. Yeah, we'll talk more about South Star as we get closer to September. So we got two things on the podcast this week. We have Taco on. We're doing our annual check-in. Usually we do it about a month before Rue, but I know I'm going to be busy, so I wanted to go ahead and hang with him now. We talk about pretty much everything. I basically just record a phone call. There's no agenda for these kind of things. It's fun. And also we talked to David. He attended that Soundtribe show with us.
Yeah. Y'all, if y'all haven't met David, what you doing with your lives? Because
he lives here in Huntsville.
Sleeping. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's on top of Montesano. He's a man of the mountain up there. I know he's looking forward to South Star as well. He was giving people tips already on our Discord today about what to do.
Monroe, y'all need to meet David because he is super cool
dude.
Cool, yeah,
and we had him on because I will be honest, we are not the most knowledgeable when it comes to EDM stuff. Like I know what I like, and I can tell you about it.
To eat them,
yeah. I mean, it's a blind spot for a lot of us. I think. Probably the best are the Ruham guys because they're the youngest of all of us. And like Barry and Taco will be the first to tell you, like, no, they don't know much because they're like old guys, you know. So they have people on. But I want to get David on because he was talking with us before the STS9 show in Nashville the other night about what he was looking forward to. And I'm like, oh, dude, we need to talk about this on the show because he had some good recommendations,
mm-hmm.
some that we were already looking forward to, but one or two that I hadn't really had on my radar and I've been listening to now. Like, he knows what he's doing. And also, he went to that thing in Texas for the Eclipse, that festival
that should have been
cooler than it was. He tells us a few stories about that. But let's go ahead and jump first to my talk with Taco.
Yes.
All right, welcome to our annual crossover. How do we want to call this, Russ?
Has it been a year already? It doesn't seem like it was all that long
Well,
ago, was it?
It's been 11 months, I think, because you and I always do this every year. We get together for like a little mini crossover where there honestly is no plan. We just record a phone call between me and you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So yeah, I wanted to do it a little earlier this year because I'm going to be traveling for work. And I was like, oh, wait, I want to do this just in case I don't have time later on. What's been going on for you? We know about what you talk about on the podcast, about getting excited for Rue and everything, but what else has been
Well,
going on for you?
before
Oh,
we get started,
get it out of the way.
there we go.
I couldn't hear it. He had the people. Hey,
Well,
wait, wrong holiday. It's 420. It's the other holiday.
when is PBR Day?
That's a good question. If 420 is for the stoners, what day is for like beer people?
Every day, I guess.
Every the 4th of July.
Yeah.
No, for real. What's been going on for you? I saw you went to some big VW event or something last weekend.
Yeah, we do at our annual Volkswagen show every year. Just got done with that last weekend. It was pretty big.
So do they have awards?
Yeah, we give out we have like 30 or 40 different classes with first, second, and third. Best of awards, special awards. So it's a pretty big deal.
Was yours entered or were you just a judge?
No, I helped put it on, so I don't actually enter mine. But we
Oh.
had probably close to 400 cars there.
What won best in show?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I put all the well, let's see. I guess I can pull it up. I put all the results on bugapalooza.com.
so is it just
But
vans
we did.
and bugs, or is it like also like something crazy like VW things?
It's all Volkswagens.
Okay. But it's like you don't talk about Volkswagen prior to 1950. We don't get into those stories.
The oldest one in attendance was from 1950.
Oh, really? Well,
Yeah.
you know what I'm getting at? The ones before that are maybe a little murky.
I mean, we accept all of them that,
Too soon, too soon. What else has been going on for you? Bugapalooza, I
Well,
know it's a big year of year. What else?
the first one was imported in the US in 1947 or 49, somewhere around there.
Okay, well, we won
That's
that
about as
one,
old
so
as
we'll
they
take their
get.
cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real though, what else is going on?
Not a whole lot else is going on. We're just counting down the days to Bonnaroo.
Yeah, what are
Uh,
we
count
at
count
too?
down.
It's like 60 or something like that now?
Probably. And it also depends on which day you're actually attending. If you're coming in on Tuesday, it's less days than if you're coming in on Thursday.
So that's something I've been meaning to ask you about. You get there like first thing, right? So
Try
you get
to, yeah.
there before a lot of your campmates. So like, what do you do back there? Because you're back there in the media area. What is there to do? He's holding his PBR. But you do that every day anyways. Just hang out in the bus and drink PBR. Like you would rather do it on site.
Yeah, show up, go ahead and get camp set up. I mean, you don't have to rush to get anything done. We've got a lot of setup to do, so it's nice to have it all done in advance and still walk around and check everything out. But yeah, there's hardly anybody back there that early. So I like to be first.
I think we have to be transparent. Both you and I are spoiled in different ways in how we camp at Rue. So in the media area, let's draw back the curtain a little bit. Like you don't have a far walk to like any of the big stages, do you?
No, not a
Yeah.
far walk at all. We're pretty much right behind the witch stage.
And
If you know where, well, speaking of being transparent, that area that's now 931, if you've been back there or seen where it is, that's where guest camping used to be that we were in. And then they kicked us out because they figured they could charge, thousands of dollars to have people camp back there. So we got moved to just a field next to that, which is still nice. I mean, I'm not complaining, but after you've spent many years in the shade back there with all those trees and the seclusion, it's hard not to be a little salty. But
yeah,
we still have
I've
it. We
seen
still have
that
it pretty
area.
nice.
So like every year we drive the bus like backstage, and that's, I mean, again, in interest of transparency, that's one area where we're spoiled because we got to get there to the group area, so they let us come through the back way. And I go by there, so I've seen it a couple of times now. And yeah, you guys were spoiled rotten right there.
Yeah, it was the best kept secret on the farm. Maybe we did it to ourselves. Maybe we talked about it too much, and they word started getting out.
Do you
But
guys
what's
come
nice?
that back way off of not Bushy Branch Road, but that back way that comes next to like the hotels and stuff, the conference center?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is a lot of people have this idea that the backstage, it's all this like glitzy, glamorous stuff. Nah, it ain't.
No.
There's this giant steel storage building where all kind of crazy things are. And when you're backstage, it's just like a giant mess of wires and confusion, but they've got it under
Yeah,
control.
it's just where all the workers are and all the equipment is. It's really not that exciting. I mean, it is exciting because you are backstage, but what's funny is getting there early, and since everything's moved around, sometimes when I show up, they don't know what to do with me because I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get trying to get to media camp, and they're like, well, I'm not exactly sure where that is. And I'm like, I know where it is. Like, I know where I'm going, but they usually will route me back
Yeah.
around to the other entrance, and then they send me back through, and I end up going where I was supposed to go. But it's just like dealing with anybody. Anytime you deal with somebody that's a volunteer or a worker, as long as you're polite and friendly,
Yeah.
and they're gonna work with you, they're gonna help you out.
You said they don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to do with you. We run into the same
Nobody does.
thing because, like, they asked us to come backstage, come in through that back area so we can get to group. It's like, otherwise, the volunteers will just send us to RV because they won't know what's going on. But
Yeah, they won't know where you're supposed to go.
every year without fail, we go down that same road. And, I've talked with, the powers that be, the people that actually make decisions for these kind of things. And I was like, hey, so and so told me, come this way. And they're like, who's that? Who are you? What is this? And they see a big blue hippie bus and the dogs come right over, And it's like we go through
Yeah.
the same little almost
Same thing.
half hour song and dance every year to like talk to the right people and get like a golf cart escort and stuff like that. Do they do that to you? Do you get a golf cart escort?
I did one year because they had routed me through way far away from where I was actually supposed to be. They got somebody on a golf cart to like escort me back to the media area, which I knew where it was, and I was like, that's the entrance I was trying to get to, but whatever, I'll drive. I'll take a little jaunt through the farm. Yeah, and they always make a big deal about, they say media can't arrive no earlier than Thursday.
Why
And
is
I've
that?
always
That's
just gone,
weird.
nobody knows. It doesn't make any sense because, they have programming and stuff earlier than Thursday. I mean, there's shows going on
Yeah.
Wednesday. So why wouldn't they want media? But I've always just walked right up to the check-in, the will call, and said, hey, I'm here to get my stuff. They hand it right to me, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go on in. They're like, cool. So even though it says Thursday, I've always gone in Tuesday and not had an issue. Now, of course, I say that, and it might be one year that I show up and they're like, nope. And if that's the case, I'll just go camp in the Walmart parking
Well,
lot for a couple of days.
you know how a lot of people joke around that, like, okay, if you show up in like a hard hat and a clipboard, you can get anywhere. It's kind of the case at
It's
Bonnaroo, but just
kind of
show up.
true, yeah.
Yeah, just show up with a good attitude and don't dress like a complete wook and look like you belong, and you can kind of get anywhere. I won't name
Yeah.
names, but I know somebody that I guess it was either last year or 2 years ago. They were hanging out with somebody and weren't really paying attention where they were walking to and accidentally ended up in like the artist area. Because like they like looked up from their phone and all of a sudden like, oh, that person is opening for the headliner tonight. Where am I? They start looking around and seeing people they recognize from like band photos and stuff. And she
Yeah.
doesn't even know how she got there. Nobody checked.
Yeah, if I'm not gonna try to give away any secrets, but if you know what to do and where to go, you can get in pretty much anywhere. Our friend Sean Stewart that camps with us, he went GA, what, 2 years ago, I think, but he managed to get backstage with us. I mean, just because he knows what to do and where to go, and he's got the look like he's supposed to be there. So
Yeah. I mean, here's a dirty
it can
secret. Like
work.
if you like aren't making a scene and are like polite and nice and positive and mature, nobody cares. Like they really
Yeah.
don't. The people that run Rue, they want you to have a good time. If you're not like actively hurting anybody or doing things that stupid, they don't care.
They don't care. And the thing is, if somebody does say, no, I can't let you back there, all right, cool, thanks, have a good day. And then you go do something else. So it's not like, it's not like
Yeah.
it's a big deal to get turned away.
Just come back an hour later after that person goes off of their shift. Yeah.
Exactly. Wait,
Oh.
go talk to somebody else.
I tell people this all the time, and I don't care that we're saying this publicly on record. Like, a lot of people are sneaking in stuff that like are, harmless. Some people may argue that, but we all know a lot of the things that are being snuck in are harmless. When you go to like either of those gates on our side, coming from like the campground, you can kind of tell which lanes are going to be more strict than the others. Like if you see some guy that looks like he's a former cop, yeah, don't go there. But if you see
Yeah.
some like 20-year-old kid that looks like he's more excited to go to a show tonight than work that line, go see that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, they're also, yeah, there's a list of forbidden items you're not supposed to bring in, and you shouldn't. But what they're really looking for is glass,
Oh yeah.
weapons, you know, I anything that's actually dangerous that could cause a problem. They're not really looking through your, you know, suitcases, and you know, this is not like a TSA
Yeah.
level screen, so
No
just be
X-ray
smart and
machines.
yeah, be polite and you'll get through.
Honestly, the glass is probably the biggest no-no that like nobody should do because like it's easy for stuff to get broke and all these wooks walk around barefoot. They just don't want anybody to get hurt, really.
Yeah, that could be a huge problem if people start walking around. Yeah, there's people that are barefoot. There's people laying in the grass. You just yeah, glass is just a bad idea.
Oh, you made me think of something. We always have this talk when we're kind of like in the last stretch before we're. You ever go like walking around at night and there's just like dozens and dozens of bodies that you have to like circumnavigate? People are
Yeah.
like half asleep and you're trying to get to a show or go to the bathroom or something and you're trying so hard not to step on people.
Yeah, you got to kind of like do a little dance just to get around and like step. Sometimes you're stepping over people and you're like, I'm sorry. And it's like
Yeah.
they're either passed out or they don't
No.
care.
You have to do like the dance, like the walk that you do in Arrakis to not attract the worms.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't walk with rhythm, can't go in a straight line. So yeah, you just
Yeah.
gotta dance
And
your way around there.
if you like use that little thump thump thing, like some wook shows up asking if he can borrow everything.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah,
that's
get the
like,
wooks over to the other side.
yeah, that's one of those things that I feel like I personally forget about all year until I get back on site. And it's like Thursday evening, and some people are trying to like just chill, lay down somewhere, sometimes without a blanket or anything. And you have to like figure out again how to not walk on human landmines. And it becomes a skill that you instantly reacquire
Yeah, you get really good at it by the end of the weekend.
by Friday.
I don't really know. I guess you really can't practice. I mean, maybe you could just get a bunch of your friends to lay down and just try to walk around them just to try to get used to it.
One night years ago, this was I guess 2014 because Skrillex was playing. Charla went in early one night, and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna go back in. I want to see Skrillex. This could be fun." And I brought a Spider-Man suit that I had used at like Halloween and parties and stuff like that. And I'm like, "Oh, this would be funny. I'll be Spider-Man tonight." So I put on the whole suit, and it's with like the mask and everything. It's like you know how Spider-Man's eyes are. I could barely see out of there. I could see well enough to get around to get through the gate where things were well lit, but I dipped out of that Skrillex show about a half hour, 45 minutes in. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to something else or get something to eat or whatever. And I still have Spider-Man's head on. And I like accidentally kicked some dude like square in the face because I couldn't see him because he was laying down. I'm like in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to hurt anybody at Bonnery. This is awful. But then I lean down, I still have the head on, and I'm like, oh my man, are you still okay? He's like, oh, Spider-Man. He was like instantly not mad because he saw me in costume. He's like, oh no,
There
it's
you go.
cool. It's cool. Yeah.
Wear a Spider-Man costume and get away with anything.
Pretty much. Yeah. So that's how you get through security to VIP, be Spider-Man.
Yeah, be Spider-Man. That's it.
Have you ever done any costumes at Rue?
I've put on the dinosaur costume before.
Oh, the onesie.
Yeah, the onesie. Yeah, it's you really got to do it late at night when it's cool because that is not something you want to wear in the heat.
Oh,
I
no.
don't know how a lot of these people do, full costumes and outfits and stuff, because it's just so damn hot.
You know, was it last year where it wasn't that bad? I feel like it was like mid 80s, a little overcast some days. That was a good dose of Rue weather.
Yeah, you still prepare for all seasons because it can get kind of chilly at night, and at least if you have a hoodie and a blanket, like, you'll be fine. But yeah. Some nights it does get kind of cool, which is nice.
I think it was 5 years ago, give or take, 2017, 18, something like that. The first night was cold. Wednesday night
Yes.
when we got in, and then Thursday night when we saw some shows in a tent, it was freezing. I think I was watching, gosh, I can't remember what band. I think it was Magic City Hippies on Thursday, you know, that time ago. And it was like three songs in. I'm like, you know what? This is great, but I can't do this. Like my body was not prepared to be cold at Bonnaroo. I was like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, it's a shock. I mean, especially when you're used to the heat all day and you're used to not wearing a lot of clothes. to go from that to like almost freezing, or like, you know, especially if there's a cool breeze that comes through, it's kind of difficult.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this because Charlotte may not listen to this bit of the episode, and this goes for anybody. You just said something that made me think of it. You
Uh-oh.
will annoy her and troll her to no end if you mess with her and say, like, man, there's a cool breeze coming off that water. She will know it came from me. That's been like a running joke for like 20
Oh,
years.
yeah. Well, now I have to do it.
Yeah. The short version of the long story is she went on a high school trip and somebody's dad said that in July. I don't think there was. But every time we're next to water, I'll mess with her. Like, there's a cool breeze coming off that water.
There's a
So
cool breeze. Okay.
if you or anybody else trolls her, she will know that that came from me. And she will be like, I almost guarantee you how she will react. She will throw something to the ground and be like, stop it. Every time.
Well, I have to do it now. I have no choice.
Yeah. Hey, I seen
Hey.
that you have been to some good shows lately. You saw our buddy's Flip Turn, and then you saw our good friend Wanda a night or two ago, right?
Yes, indeed. We've had a couple of bands that we know and love have come through Chattanooga. Flip Turn. A couple of weeks ago, I went to The Signal here in Chattanooga and saw them with Brian Stone. Excellent show. They went a lot harder on stage than
Yeah.
they did even at the festival, which was cool. And then, yeah, Wanda played Thursday night. I think that's right. Yeah, 2 nights
Yeah.
ago, she came through, played Cherry Street Tavern, which is a really cool little bar slash music venue. They got a lot of cool shows coming through. It was her first time playing Chattanooga, and as I was walking up to the venue, she was like, the Wanda van was parked right in front of
Yeah.
the venue. She was unloading, and so like I got to see her and hug her and say hi. So that was
Oh.
neat. She had a great time. It was a good show.
She's finally been making some good traction. We had her play that Outer Roo show at the group area last year, and she's been on the same record label as St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and them Single Lot Records out of Florence. John Paul Watt is like one of their main people, dude from the Civil Wars. And they're finally giving her a bit of a push. She's been able to open for a band that's getting pretty popular, the Pollies. Is that who she opened for at that place the other night?
I don't remember. She actually was not the opener. There was another band that played before
Oh,
her. I don't know
really?
if, yeah, I don't know if
Okay, I didn't know
they were
that.
opening, but there were several bands on the lineup. I didn't get there until almost the last band was done before Wanda played,
That's
but it
cool.
was still a good show. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did she have a good
Yeah, if
crowd?
you're it was pretty packed. Yeah, I was pretty pleased, especially for a Thursday night. I mean, you know, just a random bar in Chattanooga, that's I
Yeah.
think it was pretty good.
Well, you guys
So
like
if
good
you're in
music.
this
Yeah.
yeah if you're in the Southeast and you see Wanda come into your town, make sure you go to her show.
I'm still hoping that she somehow ends up on the Who stage lineup, or maybe it ends up on this South Star lineup that I hear should be coming soon. Have you been paying attention to that? Our new festival in Huntsville that we're going to get?
I did see that. Yep. Not a lot of details yet, but we have a date and we have I guess a name, and it looks like it's obviously going to be space themed with Huntsville, but
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'll be there. I've
Well, I
heard
don't know if you saw, but the
Blink-182.
festival slipped that Blink-182 is going to be there.
Yeah. So is that the main headliner, or is that just
I think we figured out based on like their schedule that they're going to close it out on Sunday night. So there's still another
okay.
headliner unaccounted for as me and you recording this. I think that it should be out next week. Hopefully, we'll see.
Yeah. And what would you say, like, is this what genre would this festival be considered? Is this like Americana, kind of like Moon River, or would you?
You know, originally I heard that it was going to be very similar to what you guys have had at Moon River, that it was going to be kind of indie Americana. But now, in the past couple of weeks, I'm hearing like there may have been a little bit of a pivot. If they're doing like late 90s, early 2000s stuff, like the festival I was talking about, and Blink is one of their headliners, maybe they're kind of trying to compete a little bit with the When You Were Young festival in Vegas. I don't
I could
know.
see that, yeah.
I wouldn't have pegged Huntsville as a place to host that, but I guess I wouldn't have thought that of Vegas either, to be honest. It's just a destination town.
Yeah, I guess there's really no ideal place to put that, but
What?
it's clear that this is not Moon River, like that, you know, there was some talk that they
Yeah.
were going to move Moon River, and no, that's not the case, it looks like, and from what we have continued to talk to C3 about, is they're still actively looking for a place. They want to keep it in Chattanooga, but if they need to move it, they will, but they still want to keep it in Tennessee. It's pretty much a Tennessee festival. You know, it started in
Oh
Memphis,
yeah.
so Yeah, no updates there. But in
I
the
thought
meantime, we
about
got
it.
this new festival.
Well, I mean, South Star. Okay, so I'll tell you about the space that for a second, but you made me think of something about Moon River. Me and Charlotte came one day because she was down to see Zach Bryan, and I saw the National. And that
That was a
space,
good year.
that was a good year. That space is pretty small considering. Like it felt bigger that day because there was a lot of people there. But I came by that same spot like sometime later because we were just in town and went to something. And it's
Yeah.
not that
Oh,
big, is it?
it's not big. 10 to 12,000 is about the capacity. That's about the number of tickets they sell. Happy 420, by the way.
Oh yeah, it just turned 420
Yeah.
on 420. Central time anyway.
So Central Time, yeah, it's 5:20 for me. Yeah, 10 to 12,000 is about the limit, and it's in a public park, downtown Chattanooga. There's a walking bridge that's across the top of the festival. So, I
Yes.
mean, really, a lot of people do this. You can go walk across the bridge and just, listen to pretty much every act there. But also, as you leave the park, you're right there on North Chattanooga, and there's a ton of restaurants, there's a ton of
Yeah, I
shops.
love that spot.
So even if you're like kind of bored and like there's not a show you want to see, you could actually walk out, not even get in the car, and walk down to a bar and get some food, or walk into a little shop. That we've been down that road. There's some like little
Yeah.
hippie shops and indie stores and stuff like that. There's all kinds of stuff to do that you can just walk to.
You know, I talked on one of our episodes, and I was talking with Barry on the phone about a month or two ago about this. That's one thing that gives me concern with South Star, because the place that they're having it is basically in this big sports complex. It's a spot that they use for like the county fair and soccer games and stuff like that. And it's cool. It's a good spot. I can see how they can manage traffic in and out of it, but one thing that it's lacking is it doesn't have all of those cool local places like you were just talking about on that side of Chattanooga. The only thing that I have been able to think of is there's this brewery place that's a short walk away, kind of across the highway over there. There's no row of local restaurants or stores like there is at Moon River in Chattanooga. And that's kind of like a detractor for me. Charlotte didn't agree. She was like, oh, that's so they can keep people in and sell concessions and all their stuff instead. But I don't know. The
Well,
fact
there's
that they
something
had
to
that.
there is something to that, but when you're attracting people to come from out of town, they're going to look for stuff like that because they're going to want to get a hotel or an Airbnb,
Yeah.
and they're going to want to know what else to do is when they're not at the festival. Especially if you're not camping there, you do have to leave at some point, So yeah, just having all that as add-ons to it, is great. Especially like, of course, the last couple of years we've had some weather issues where the rain has either shut
Yeah.
down the whole day or at least part of the day, and they have to evacuate the field, the show site. Well, what do you do then? Because if you're in Chattanooga, I promise you, every bar, every store was packed with people because
I heard the stories.
you're like, I gotta leave. There's nothing else to do, and I'm on
Yeah.
foot. Let's just go in here and have a beer, or let's go in this shop and kill some time. So,
Yeah, there won't be a place to do that at this Huntsville Festival. You'll just still be
yeah.
in
So if
the
they,
field.
yeah, I mean, hopefully they have good weather and they don't have to evacuate. But
Well,
it's still September and still the South. We could still get a lot of rain.
let's not talk too much about like how the weather can be for a festival in September. I feel like we still have a lot of PTSD over
That's true. Yeah, that could stir up
that.
some bad
Yeah.
memories.
Yeah, I feel like we're all trying to collectively forget about that, but it's still there. Don't bring it up.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'll be there for the
Okay,
Huntsville
good.
show. Can't wait to see the rest of the lineup.
You can come park the bus at my house if you want to. We're about a half hour from there.
Yeah, I also got an offer from Lindsay. He's coming down to it, and he's already rented a campsite, and he says there's room
He
to park the
is.
bus as
He was
well.
thinking
So.
about going to what's that big rock festival up in Louisville? The name is escaping me at the moment. I
Bourbon
didn't.
and Beyond.
Yeah, usually I have notes in front of me, but I purposely didn't for yours thing. Yeah, he was going to go to that because that lineup is astounding. But
It's
I think,
fantastic.
yeah, the other crew that he was going to go with bailed. So he's like, well, I'm just going to come hang with you guys in Huntsville, this new thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to go to Bourbon and Beyond, but and of course, if you've heard the shows that we did on it, it's kind of a mixed bag. There's good things and bad things, and I don't think it would deter me from wanting to go. I mean, the lineup, it's just that good. But if there's another option that's a lot closer, and Huntsville's a lot closer for me,
Yeah.
And you know, we still don't know what this lineup's going to be. It might be just as good. I doubt it, but maybe.
I do not think it will be as good as Bourbon and Beyond, but I think for a mid-sized city doing a first-year festival, I think it's going to be very competitive. If they're, I mean, and let's be honest, if it's coming from the festival, it's being purposefully leaked. If they're that
Oh,
confident,
absolutely. Yeah.
if they're that
He was
confident
totally
about it,
paid.
it must be a good deal if they're willing to like let one of their headliners slip to those people in the know, I'm looking forward.
Yeah, that's an interesting marketing strategy because that's pretty much your, you know, the big name is, I guess, would be. And if they're going to go ahead and leak that, yeah, what else have they got up their sleeves?
Well, it's making me really curious about what the other night's headliner is, if it's going to be just as
I
good. But
know. Yeah.
no, the location is the only thing that gives me a little hesitation. Everything else about it is fantastic to me. I think Huntsville is a good location for it. I think Huntsville has kind of like the same geographical advantage that Manchester does. It's kind of not a far drive for a lot of people. We have good hotels for people to stay in. People are going to have friends here to crash with, like they do, like Lindsay or us here.
Yeah.
We'll be learning a lot more. In fact, I guess I can go ahead and say this. Either next week or the week after that, Corey from C3 is going to be on to talk with us, and kind of it'll be after the lineup is out, I suppose, so we can talk about what all they have coming for
Okay.
us at South Star.
Cool.
Yeah.
We have also reached out to C3, so we might get them on our show as well.
Okay, I'll have to coordinate like we did last time to make sure that I don't ask
Yeah,
the same
yeah.
things. That went pretty well, I thought, because you guys were able to ask stuff that I couldn't, because Barry knows more than me on some things, and we were able to ask him more about campground stuff. So yeah, let's do that again.
Yeah, it's neat that they're willing to come on and talk about stuff like that and, you know, have a good time doing it.
Oh, I can't brag on Brad and Corey enough. Like, sometimes they do wild things that I may not necessarily agree with, but 90% of what they're doing, I'm like, yes, you guys get it. You know the community.
Yeah.
Totally understand. And the fact that they will reach out to people, like not just like us on our shows, but like individual people that like have questions or whatever, or have suggestions or crazy wild things that they want to do in the campgrounds, like they are all about it. And Rue wasn't always like that. So it.
It wasn't, although we did find out, when talking to Patrick, who founded Soberoo, you know, they were behind that. We you know, we didn't know, we didn't realize that he was at the first Bonnaroo,
Yeah.
and did a Soberoo meeting basically impromptu there under the tree. And they were approached right away from somebody that ran the festival and gotten a call with them. And they basically said right away, how can we help? How can we put
Yeah.
some support behind this? So yeah, they haven't always been all that supportive, but there are some things that they definitely have a history of doing.
That was
So that was pretty cool.
a great interview that you guys had with that guy. I like that story. He was talking about things kind of in the Rick Farman area. He was one of the co-founders,
Yeah,
and he
Rick.
was kind of a burner from Burning Man. So he totally got that, oh, hey, we're going to make crazy things happen out in the camps kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that was a great interview. And then, you know, I was gone last week, but they had Tara and Kai from our camp and Cassie
Yeah.
from here in town. Who all do sober Bonnaroo to some extent. So but I'm over the sober stuff. I'm ready to get back to
Well,
back to the PBR drinking.
today is 420. That's all I'll say. I'll plead the fifth. All right, I
Yeah.
got one last question for you. If there was one act on the lineup that you're like, hey, like me or Charlotte, Brooklyn, whoever, got to go with you, that you're going to talk us into seeing, who is it?
It's Lamar's Volta. And I
Oh,
know that's
okay.
tough because they're up against T-Pain and Thundercat, which I know a lot of people are going to go to T-Pain and Thundercat, and I get it. You should. But I'm going to be at Lamar's Volta. And it sounds like you know, I don't know if it's going to be a huge crowd. Probably not, since there's so much else going on. But for me, that's like the number one. I saw them at Shaky Knees last year, and super, super big fan. I've been a fan for a long time. I'm actually surprised I don't have any of their albums, which it is record store day. Did you get out and buy any records,
I have not.
any
That fell on
releases? Have you looked
420.
at
I didn't realize that.
it's today? Yeah, I didn't make it out, but I looked at the list of albums coming out, and there's a bunch of Bonnaroo artists playing this year, played past year, that have some releases on there. So There's some good stuff to go check out.
Okay. Yeah, we have Vertical House Records here in Huntsville. It's kind of like our main
Okay.
indie record store. What's the one in Chattanooga?
We now have a really good record store called Yellow Racket Records, and it's on Main Street. It's right next to Low Main, which is probably one of the coolest bars in Chattanooga. And it's actually Barry's nephew that owns it.
That's
We
cool.
probably talked about it on the show. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. That's cool. Okay, I will go
Yeah.
visit the
Next
next time in
time.
town.
Next time y'all are in Chattanooga, we have to go to Low Main and stop at the record store next door.
We'll come up there before too long sometime this summer. I haven't been there in a
Yeah, I
minute.
think you're due for a visit, yeah.
We're due. We're due. So, yeah, I unfortunately will miss the Mars Volta because I'm definitely going to Thundercat. I've never seen him. Always
Yeah,
wanted to.
and that's not a bad choice. I mean, Thundercat's great, and but yeah, it's hard for me to talk people into going to see a show when they're like, no, we want to see this. And it's like, okay.
That is probably the toughest late night. That's a big conflict.
Yeah, it's a huge conflict. Other than that, maybe Interpol.
I saw
But I
Interpol
think
open for the Smashing Pumpkins at the Orion last summer. They were great.
nice. Yeah, I think they have a conflict too, from what I remember. Can't remember. I don't have the lineup in
What
front
day
of
are
me
they?
or
I'm
the
looking at it
schedule.
right now. Are they
Let's see.
Saturday? I do not remember because it did conflict with something else for me.
There was something, but I don't remember.
Maybe they were
Oh
Sunday.
man. They are Friday.
Friday. What's it during?
Let's see. Schedule.
I know. They must have put them in a weird place because I'm not seeing them on one of the main stages.
I don't they are this tent at 9:45, they're up against Maggie Rogers and Joe Russo's Almost Dead.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
For me, that's tough because I'm going to be at all of Krungbin and.
Yeah, Right up against Krungbin, kind of overlapping there, and then
Yeah.
straight into, yeah.
And I want to see J-Rad for a hot minute before I go see Posty.
I do too. I want to see J-Rad.
You know, I've been digging them. I've had a couple of their like Dead covers and other things come up in my playlist, and it sounds like at first people were joking that it's like, oh no, we have Grateful Dead at home, like that kind of thing. But the more I hear it, it's like, okay, it's not really a cover band. It's kind of like
It's
another
not so much
interpretation.
of a cover band. It's really more of just like this is the new iteration of the Grateful Dead,
Oh,
which
well,
is,
there's two or three of those.
I know, but I've heard from, and I don't know for sure firsthand, but I've heard people say like this is the closest you'll get to actually seeing the Grateful Dead is the
Okay,
Joe Russo.
so some people think this is better than Dead and Company.
That's what I've heard. I don't personally, I've never seen any of them, so I don't know for sure, but I've heard good things.
Well, I'll tell you, we saw Dead and Company back in 2016 at Rue, and then I saw them last year in Atlanta. The first time I was not a jam band guy. Like I couldn't get into it. I'm like, why do I want to sit here and listen to the same thing, somebody fooling around with something on two keys for a half hour, you know? But then when I went into it with mind open at Rue, because I'm like, well, hey, I'm here, they're here. It's Sunday night, nothing else is going on. I'll sit down and check this out. And it was like somebody lifted a curtain out from the front of my face. I was like, oh, now I get this.
Now I get it.
Because
Isn't that
a lot of
neat? And that's
shows.
something.
Yeah, a lot of shows you go to,
Something you were
it's
like,
like been there.
I'm there, I'm just gonna check it out with an open mind. And it's like, I wouldn't normally
Yeah.
go see something like this, but here's your chance. So you see a lot of good shows like that.
When I saw everybody partying, I got it. I was like, oh, this is kind of sort of just background music for a giant party, you know? And I hadn't really experienced that in a band a lot to that point. It was like more like, oh, you sit here and you pay very close attention, not like, oh, just go. Fool around with your friends in the back of a giant field while somebody's playing, you know. It was fun. The one
We
that
should
I
also
would pick.
mention,
Oh, go ahead.
yeah, go ahead.
I
I
was
was
gonna
going
say
to
the
say we should
one.
also mention Shaky Knees,
Yeah.
but
Oh yeah.
if you,
We'll be there. We'll
what
be
have you
there
got?
Saturday.
Okay.
Bringing the kid, bringing Lacey back. She has a good time.
Excellent.
She was there 5 years ago when she was five. Now she's 10. And she still
Now
remembers
she's 10.
that. She had a blast. She has I have given her a couple of songs of bands that I suggested for her to go see with me that day. She loves Weezer. She has agreed to go rage at Queen of the Stone Age with me, and she wants to
Hell
see
yeah.
Girl in Red. That's her main three things.
Good choice. She's got good taste.
She that kid has seen Tame Impala twice. She's been to a couple of EDM shows. She the only thing about shaky knees, she calls me like pretty much every other day. And she was asking about it. And she's like, okay, what DJs are we going to go see? And I had to tell her, like, well, this is a different kind of festival. They don't have that. It's like, okay, I want to go to an EDM show this summer. 10-year-old kid already telling me that.
10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You got to take her to an EDM show then.
I guess that's the plan. You gotta take your nephew to a good show sometime.
I would like to, yeah. We did River Bend last year and he liked it. I don't know, it was hard to tell. I think because there wasn't any artist that was on the lineup that he was like really into, I think he was kind of just a little bored from, just walking stage to stage with
Yeah.
me pretty much, just kind of tagging along, but I think he still had a good time.
So like, wait, how old is he and like what kind of music is he into?
He's 13 and he is into like Nirvana, Green Day,
Oh wow.
Metallica. Yeah, he's inherited all that music taste from his dad. So that's, and I think if it was like a band like that, I think he would really be into it. Like if we could, I think if we took him to like a Foo Fighters show, he would really super be into
I was going to say, did this kid time travel from 1993?
that. Pretty much. I mean, he's grown up listening to all that, so that's what he's into.
That's amazing, though. I got to meet him. You've met
Maybe
Lacey
we'll see.
before, right?
I met Lacey and
Yeah. We took Lacey to the Alibi in
you
Chattanooga.
took, I know, yeah. I haven't even taken
Well,
Cooper to a bar.
teach them while they're young. All right, Russ, I'm glad to have our annual check-in. How's the bus doing, by the way? You ready to go?
Bus is great. Bus is in really good shape. We got the new engine put in right after Bonnaroo last year.
Yeah.
I had to borrow a bus to go to Bonnaroo last year, but we got the engine in about July, August, and yeah, I've taken it on several trips. It's running good, plenty of power,
Good, good.
no issues. So I'm ready. I'm ready for some road trips.
We're almost ready. I got a few things to do. Crew bus is running well. The brakes have seen better days, but they're good enough.
Yeah, good enough. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to change out some of those tail lights that you got on to me about. I was able to confirm that was the deal. I just haven't got all of them
Okay.
yet.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's right. Yeah.
We should do that again this summer. Go camping somewhere. Take both buses.
We should. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And got a lot of attention too from people in the campground.
They're a bunch of redneck hippies over there. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, Russ. Well, good to
All
hang with you. Me and Charlotte's about
right.
to
Yeah.
get
Good to see
dinner
you.
going. Good to see
All
you.
righty.
Yeah, and I'll take you up on that. I'll come to Chattanooga before too long sometime this summer.
There's a lot of stuff to show you. There's a lot of new bars and new stuff to check out here. So yeah, you're due for a trip.
I know what I want to do. I want to go with you to a baseball game.
That's right.
You
The
guys have
Lookouts.
the lookouts. Yeah.
Yeah, they just started their season, so there's definitely going to be some games coming up. So yeah, y'all should come up. Look and see
Okay.
when they play the Trash Pandas. I'm sure there'll be a game for that.
Deal. I'm there. We'll do that sometime this summer.
All right, cool. Sounds
All right,
good.
dude. I'll talk to you
Alrighty.
soon.
All right, see ya.
All right, see ya.
Thank you, Taco. That was awesome.
Yeah, Charlotte, I don't know if you've listened to that yet, but looks like we're going camping with him at some point. Looks like we're going to go to Chattanooga to see the Lookouts play over there. I always wanted to go to that baseball field over there next to the river in Chattanooga.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah, we have a pretty good one here in Huntsville for the Trash Pandas, but I like that one because it's a short walk away from everything. It's right next to the water. I've never been in there. I've been to the one in Knoxville before, years and years ago, but not in Chattanooga, so we will correct
Yeah.
that. Charlotte, do you want to talk Patreon first? Or do you want to talk Totem first? They're both related.
Let's do the Patreons.
All right, you list everybody. Let's go.
You ready?
Go for it.
Zach and Jeremy, Amber, Andrea, Jables,
Tables.
Sam, no, Austin, Madeline, James, Chelsea, aka Hygiene Queen, Ryan, Chris, Skyler, Dan, Ernst, Bill, Harris, Keith, Casey, Dave, Amanda, Aaron, Nick, Maddie, McBurg, Kent, Bruce, Randy, Eric and Ben, Evan, Jay, Chloe, and Sean.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much.
That's at patreon.com/rebus. You know the deal. Everything that we're collecting is going to our new Totem Foundation, and things are going really well with that as well now, too. So we got all of our mentor matching out this past weekend. So those of you that signed up as mentors, we had a lot more signed up as mentors than we did mentees. So not everybody got matched as a mentor, but all of our mentees got matched. So I should be emailing everyone this week with more details. But if you haven't been notified already, thank you so much for submitting that. We just had more than we needed for mentees. This is a beta year for us, so we're going to figure out better ways to do that in the future. We might have like 2 mentors per mentee starting next year. We already did that in a couple of cases this year.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. We will have a lot more for you coming soon. We will have a totem booth at Rue this year. So if you come visit us at the bus, we're going to have a purple tent with info and maybe some arts and crafts on Wednesday as well. We're still finalizing all of the details with the new Wednesday event that's coming. We'll have some guests on soonish to talk with you about that. And, oh, man, I keep learning more about that. It's going to be fun. I have to shut my mouth up before I spill something. Yeah. But, again, yeah, if you want to learn about Totem, it is at totemfnd.org. And I think our little subcommittee is interviewing our finalists for the scholarship pretty much as we speak. And we should know more about that here in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Charlotte took ourselves out of that committee because we want to be unbiased. We started this thing, but I want people who are on our board, who are, you know, alongside our mission to pick this. I don't want to have a hand in that. I want to make sure that it's unbiased and everything. But I'm very, very much looking forward to that. I'd say to this point, year one is a big success, and we have a lot that we could build on to make it bigger and better in year two.
Exactly.
In fact, we're already starting to think about how we might be able to do something at South Star to support people that are new to this kind of scene as well. And we'll have a booth there too. I know that's coming. More details to come on that soon. But anyway, Charlotte, do you want to go ahead and jump to my talk with David?
Yes.
He's got some fun stuff to tell us about the Texas event, EDM, and all kind of fun stuff. So let's go to that. All right. Hey, David. Good to hang out with you at that Soundtribe concert in Nashville the other night. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, Daniel. It was great seeing you and Charlotte. I met a bunch of really cool people that, you know, I really felt welcome to the tribe. It was cool.
Dude, one of the fun things about going to a show like that is it feels like everyone there is best friends, even if they haven't met yet.
Yes, totally.
We were kind of bouncing around, and it seems like everybody's already known each other for years. We're like trading little presents and everything and vibing to the music and everything.
It reminded me of the first Bonnaroo I went to in 22. Like everybody was just there on the same page, ready to be friends with everybody.
Absolutely. I feel like it's easier at a jam band or like an instrumental band like SCS9 is, because you don't have to pay that much attention. It's just vibing music, right?
Yeah.
That was
I'm not big into jam, but if that's the scene, I can definitely integrate into it easily.
I think we can get you there. Between Soundtribe and, you know, Pretty Lights coming up 2 times at the farm here in about 2 months, I think you're going to be thrown into the deep end of the pool. How did you like that venue over there, that rooftop place on top of that kind of like giant food hall?
I like it. The food hall is awesome because you get a lot of options. And then the rooftop venue is cool because you get the view of the entire, what is it, Hollywood? Not Hollywood.
Hollywood. It might as well be at this point, yeah.
That Broadway. Massive, yeah, Broadway. You can see all the sights. The sound was actually really good. I saw DJ Diesel there, and the sound was still good. You needed it, but it was way more packed at Diesel, and it was a little hard to navigate, especially getting to the bathrooms. Getting water is a little bit of a hassle there. I mainly just steal a cup and go to the bathroom and fill it up.
Yeah. I don't know how it was at Shaq, but for STS9 the other night, it didn't feel that packed. And honestly, the venue didn't seem that big. Maybe it was. I don't know how many can fit in there. But the sound was great. I was a little concerned. You know, me and you and Charlotte were hanging out for about 45 minutes before it started. And I kept hearing, you know, all the honky-tonk coming from down the road and some other crazy EDM thing was happening. I'm like, oh, man, is this going to be like a bad sound bleed like it is at late night on the farm? But it was just fine.
Yeah, I mean, we had an entire arena across from us and we didn't hear anything from old Tyler Childers over there.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been like rude to have like Tyler Childers playing on one side and Soundtribe on the other, you know?
Yeah.
Feels very familiar. Hey, so we're going to get a couple of EDM picks from you here in a moment, but I feel like you got a story to tell. So you went down to Texas for that Eclipse Festival, right?
Yeah, Texas Eclipse, right outside Austin.
Yeah, so tell us about that because it sounded like there were a lot of conflicting stories as to whether it was great or a bit of a mess. What was your takeaway?
I have a very good perspective because I arrived early and was able to get in a good camp spot. The people that probably had the worst time were the people that showed up late Friday and
Oh,
Saturday. The eclipse was on Monday, so it was still like a 3-4 day festival, just shifted an extra day to Monday.
yeah.
But the people that were showing up late were basically just being dropped off and told, all right, you gotta find somewhere. And I mean, they were actively plowing, like bulldozing areas just for people to like sleep. It was
Jeez.
that's I didn't see any of that. I just saw the people that were walking by with all their stuff and just asking them like if they needed water or something and just getting their story. And that seemed to be the case later on. People were they found a campsite and then they'd have to walk back to their car because they parked them in like day parking. And then they'd have to get their car to whatever campsite they managed to find. But we were in a good spot. The production was good. The land was good. I mean, it was a hostile environment, but it was pretty. And I still enjoyed the shows. I enjoyed like the people. I was telling you earlier that there was a lot of those Burning Man people were
Oh,
there.
yeah.
So meeting the burners, like a lot of burners, like being around in that environment was really cool.
Yeah, we talked about this before Soundtribe, but if it's a hostile environment, they're right at home.
Yeah, they probably weren't the ones complaining, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, these Gen Z kids, maybe they don't really get the Burning Man vibe. But yeah, you told me that there was a lot of cool art and stuff there too that was clearly from the Burning Man community.
Yes, I really kind of like get it now, like the amount of effort that burners put into their artwork. There were
Oh, yeah.
like there were art cars that there was this one art car that was a truck and it had a like a deck on top of it for a DJ. They fit like 20 people up there and they were
Oh,
just
man.
raging and it had these disco balls for eyes. It was like this monster style truck and they just parked it off on some random side inside the festival and they just played whatever. It
Oh,
was
yeah,
really
dude.
cool.
That's something I didn't really tell you about Burning Man. So you see a lot of those, like the monster art cars, like buses like ours, or giant beetles like Walter Production has, or just crazy things in the shape of giant bugs or dragons or something like that. And a lot of them will just roam around in the playa at Burning Man and just have DJs playing on top of them all night until the
Man,
sun comes up.
that's crazy.
Yeah. I think that there was a Burning Man presence there because Tycho was playing, and he's famous for playing literally every year at Burning Man. He plays a very famous sunrise set.
I
I'm
was,
bummed that you didn't get to see him during.
yeah,
Yeah,
definitely looking forward to the Tycho. Yeah, but
that would
it's
have
all
been
right.
amazing.
I'm still fortunate that we got to see the eclipse, given that the weather was supposed to be as bad as it was. So I'm still fortunate for the whole event, and I'm actually glad that they canceled it because if they had let it play out and it did rain, which it did, nobody would have been able to leave, and a lot more people would have been complaining then.
Oh, yeah. It could have easily been a cluster, considering everything that you told me and what I read online. So I'm glad that you have a good attitude about that. We'll get you some good shows at Rue here in just a few months. And that's kind of one reason I had you on. So I feel that like a blind spot that many of these Rue podcasts, ours included, have had is EDM stuff. And I've hung out with you quite a bit and you clearly know your stuff. So I wanted to get a couple of picks from you. Like we're all looking forward to, Pretty Lights and maybe two or three others that everybody is really looking forward to. But I wanted to get like two or three picks from you about under the radar EDM stuff that people should be paying attention to and maybe going to once we get to the farm.
Yeah, I think a lot of like the Rue podcasts, they probably have a lot of listeners that are listening to the older like genres that Rue kind of had. And now that Rue's moving more into electronic, maybe there's not a lot of that ground covered. But I really want to give some people some recommendations that if they don't like those people that have the stipulation that electronic music is just like for partying or it's just like this one noise over and over and people think they're listening to the same song for an hour. The first people I would point them towards is Casablanca. I've seen Casablanca a couple times. They're really low as far as like cards go if you look in the on the main lineup
Yeah.
poster. But I saw Casablanca in 22 at EDC Las Vegas, and it was a crazy show because it's just two guys and they have their like synths and stuff up there in front of them, and they're actually like mixing stuff together. And as far as the genre goes, they lean very heavily to like almost like a retro type of sound, especially with like their synths and things. So you're not going to get a lot of that like dubstep, none of that like really aggressive type stuff. It's a good chill. It's also a good party. They flow well and they have like this sort of aesthetic, like that cool 80s aesthetic. They wear like jackets and stuff. Like even in
Oh, that's cool.
when they played at the Woods in 22 in front of like 50 people, which was just, you know, that's crazy. I got to meet them because there were so few people there. But even at 22 with the heat, they were wearing their leather jackets. So they keep up the aesthetic. If you have time, definitely check out Casablanca. I think they're earlier in the day. They may be doing around a sunset set, but I don't
Yeah,
remember.
we talked about them a good bit last week. I think I mentioned this before, but I had been joking with Brooklyn. She was really hoping that, we were going to get a couple other things like that. And I'm like, well, this kind of fits the bill. She was really looking forward to Rufus Du Sol, so we were kind of like, well, this is kind of a replacement.
Yeah, I
So,
would say if you like Rufus, then you should definitely check out Casablanca. Also,
okay.
Lane 8. They do a lot of songs with Lane 8.
Really? Okay. Well, I loved Lane 8 a couple of years ago when he played, Late Night over at the other. That was amazing.
That was an amazing show.
That was one of my favorites of that year, honestly. So yeah, you just sold me on Casablanca. I have a little bit of a conflict, but I'll be able to do a drive-by at the very least. So
Yeah.
yes, I'm there. Good
At
pick.
least see their vibe, you know what I'm saying?
It sounds like you know a lot about vibes.
Yeah, I
Give
love
us
vibes.
another one that's got a good vibe. What's your next pick?
Ooh, so if you like Fred again, you'll probably like It's Murph. It's Murph is kind of like a it says electropop dance, but he also does that kind of emo house type of vibe. It shouldn't be too crazy, too hectic, but he's on the come up. I like It's Murph. He's got some just like some chill stuff to listen to.
This is the thing that breaks my heart because It's Murph and Disco Lines are both playing during the big
Oh,
pre-line show on Thursday.
yeah.
And I don't know. I've thought about this and I kind of feel like it's a disservice. And I don't want to use the word disrespectful because that's not the right word to use here. Something like that. But anyway, it's kind of tricky that those artists are playing against Pretty Lights. This is the first time that we've had a big Thursday headliner. And a lot of people are not going to go to their show because they're going to go to Pretty Lights. So I wish that conflict hadn't happened. It feels like it's really tough on those handful of artists that are playing right during, the Pretty Lights band.
It's
But
also
man,
tough because
yeah.
people are also gonna, the people that do skip that Pretty Light show, they're gonna be thinking, oh, well, I'll just go to the Sunrise show. And that's 3 a.m. and those plans change. I
Yeah.
would say if you haven't seen Pretty Lights and you haven't seen any of the other artists playing during Pretty Lights, I would prioritize Pretty Lights for sure. That the show is unreal. And to really
Yeah.
baptize that show, that, there's no better group to baptize that stage for Thursday.
You and I were talking the other night on the Sky Deck before Soundtribe played about how the production is likely to be insane. I mean, I don't think any of us can count on the drone show, but given that the drones that were used over at the Caverns is kind of like a homegrown Tennessee production, it would be a shock if that didn't happen,
I just thought of something that you said because we were talking about Odessa and how that was just an insane show for that stage, and you
Yeah.
just casually mentioned, yeah, nobody really uses production on that stage as well as they did. And I think Pretty Lights is going to be up there as far as
Oh,
like
absolutely.
the production goes for that stage. So, yeah.
That was the thing that got me when I saw them at the Caverns back in November. It's a smallish space. Like the amphitheater that they have next to the cave is not huge, huge. It's not as big as, like, let's say, like the Red Rocks Amphitheater or something like that. And the stage isn't that big, but they were able to fully utilize it with a lot of different the pretty lights, the actual lights, you know,
Yeah.
the drone show and all kind of get different crazy things. So it feels like the What is going to be the biggest stage that they've ever had. So I feel like some big things are in store. And it's a shame, man, because I would have loved to have seen It's Murph, Disco Lines, all of those other things. But considering what we probably know what's going to happen with that PL show on Thursday, it's just still kind of a no-brainer. But yeah, good pick with It's Murph. That's something I've been looking at as well. If I can step away for a moment, I'm going to. We'll see.
I think my last one that's not included on the Woods lineup is probably going to be Honey Love. I don't think a lot of people are going to be talking about Honey Love, but she does house, but with that good old school like R&B and soul like sampling, and the whole
Oh.
vibe is like, you know, good soul. It's a different take that I think a lot of house heads, or at least new house listeners, probably aren't used to. But if you want that good classic house music with the R&B influences and the soul influences, definitely check out Honey Love. I don't, she's on the other, but oh, at one.
Yeah, I was
Maybe
just looking for that. I was going to ask you when and where is that one, because I'm not, that's the
that's,
one that you've mentioned that I'm not familiar with.
yeah, she's not like super popular. I have a couple of songs from her on my playlists. And I didn't even recognize her when I first saw the lineup. When I was going through and saw her, I was like, oh, dang, that's going to be a real good vibe. Like, that's where the quote unquote real ones, the real house heads, especially at that time, are gonna be coming out for that. If you have the time, definitely check out Honey Love.
You mentioned something earlier that got me thinking. You know, for a good number of years there, the popular thing was the hard stuff, the glitchy stuff. And it kind of feels like that has faded away from popularity. And now we've gone back to house and drum and bass and stuff like that. You're more in the EDM world than I am. Has that been your impression as well?
Yeah, especially with 22. I mean, 22, there were a lot of EDM acts because it's just cheaper to bring in EDM acts. And last year, there was a lot of bass. I think the bass heads are still getting plenty of it here, especially with Noctu and ISOXO. If you want to go hard, you go to Noctu or ISOXO and you will be going super hard. But I do agree, there's a lot less, there's a lot more like chiller stuff, a lot more house, which, you know, I think there's a pretty big divide between the house heads and the bass heads in like the EDM community. There's not that much bleed over, just from what I can tell. I like both equally, but I was born in house. Like, I started listening to EDM because of house music, so it's good to me to see a little bit more house influence, but it's not what you're going to see on the main stage at a lot of EDM festivals. It's just, it's hard for these house artists to really be the biggest, which is funny because we have Oliver Heldens here, which is one of the biggest artists.
I noticed this first at Okeechobee a couple of years ago, I guess like 2 or 3 years ago, whatever it was, that they didn't really have as much of the, you know, like I said, harder, glitchy stuff or whatever. They're moving into like a type of D&B that feels like it's from the late 90s or early 2000s, and
I love
house
drum and
is
bass.
fun. Yeah.
Give me more
House.
drum and bass.
Oh gosh. And you know, like I said, house has been around for forever too. I don't know. It's funny, as you know, I hate to say it, as people in our age bracket get older, we see these things come and go, you know.
House will never die. House will never die. That's I'll say that until I see it, but house will never die. It started forever ago and it's here to stay. I mean, it's just a classic formula. And
Well,
I
I'll
think
tell
it
you
just
this
lines
too.
up. Go ahead.
As I've gotten to like just dip my toes into doing EDM stuff the past couple of years, you know, like DJing was my pandemic project, and I've got to do a little bit. House is easy to mix, man. It's easy to take two or three things and play around with stuff and make it a little new, because it's still kind of all the 125 BPM, give or take.
House is fun, man. I mean, especially when you're mixing it. It feels like even if you're not like a DJ or anything, it still feels like you can play around with it, and it's very comforting to have that sort of genre that you can always just kind of play around with, and it just comes naturally once you start feeling it flowing with it.
Yeah, whenever I'm talking with somebody and they're thinking about playing around with like some mixing software, I always give them like, hey, here's a handful of like house songs that's easy to mix together. Like some of them go from like having melodic parts to just being the oomps, oomps, and it's easy to mix one to the other. And the way that a lot of software is these days, you can individually pick out vocals, bass, different things like that. So you can kind of sort of take two or three things and make something new. But I know a lot of old school DJs won't care for that. It's like, oh, you're bringing in all the, amateurs or whatever. And I'm like, so that's cool. Let people have fun with music,
Yeah, you had to start somewhere too. So,
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
if
we
you
were
want a
talking
good
the other night.
artist,
We know somebody here in Huntsville that plays on actual vinyl, and I'm like, nah, nobody can do that. That's the
Yeah,
stuff, man.
he's so impressive to watch.
I don't even know how you start with something like that.
If you want a good artist to mix with, just some good house songs to mix with, that's also on the lineup, Fisher. Fisher is the house guy on the lineup. I think all of the big house heads are going to be looking at Fisher. I'm definitely going to Fisher. Well, I will say Fisher and Gwar have the same set time, so I'm going to the
Yeah.
Fisher Woods set, which in my opinion is probably going to be better. I just like the Woods vibe. And the artists always play like a more clubbier set at the Woods and more than a like a main stage type of
Yeah.
set. So it's going to be a party with Fisher in the Woods for sure.
We'll have to keep an eye out on when that schedule drops. By the way, we're looking at Thursday because that's when Fisher playing. And Honeylove, the one that you had mentioned, is 7:45, the first one on the other that day on Thursday. So you can go check out Honeylove for a few before you go check out Pretty Lights.
Cool. Yeah. That's actually a good transition in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I think Pretty Lights does that soul and R&B influence. So yeah, good way to transition.
Yeah, schedule actually worked in our favor for once. I can't believe it. Well, David, I appreciate you jumping on with me. We had a blast with you at that Soundtribe show the other night, man. We got to hang out more. You're just on the other side of town.
Yeah, man, it was fun. If there's more shows next week, there's that one show down at the Mad Malts Brewery.
Okay. Yeah, I'll come with you sometime. You got to come down to the underground show that they're doing at the Speakeasy at Campus 805, too. It's a good one.
I'm there. You just let me know.
Yeah, I'll give him a shout out. Our friend Chris, who goes as Dace, that's his DJ name. He organizes that. He's a great house head too. You should go to his show and check out his stuff.
I'm there for it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I'm here to support the scene. I don't even care what the music is.
Oh, well, I'll tell. I think I told you this in person the other night, and I'll tell everybody else on the podcast. I think Chris and a couple of other DJs in town and I are organizing a after party for South Star that will have probably the first night of South Star. It's just going to be a two-night thing. So yeah, David, you and everybody else are invited out. I think we'll have more details on that here in a few months.
Cool. Can't wait.
Yeah. Well, dude, thanks so much for hanging out with me. And yeah, I'll see you again before too long.
Yeah, Dan, you have a good day. Nice
You
talking with
too.
you.
Thanks again to David. That was cool.
Yeah, it was such a fun time hanging out with him on that sky deck over in Nashville for
That
STS
was
9.
fun, yeah.
How'd you like that venue, by the way?
I liked it. I got a little chilly up there,
Well, I
even when
mean,
we were
yeah.
like together and dancing, but I liked it,
It's just that time of the year where it could go
Right,
either
right,
way.
right.
In fact, I think it's going to be the same kind of weather tonight. Me and you are headed down to Birmingham to see the
Yeah.
Flamin' Lips. And I think our friend Maddie is going to be there as well. We'll probably run
Yeah,
into
he
him.
mentioned that.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. I don't know if he's going to be in our spot. I splurged and I got Charlotte like the pit
Oh.
because it was kind of for her birthday and Christmas present. I got it a couple months ago.
Yeah.
You hear that plane going over? My jet's here to pick me up. That's
Oh.
my ride.
We live pretty close to the airport, so.
Yeah.
If you're flying in.
If you fly into the Huntsville Airport, you essentially go right over our house
Yeah.
if you approach from the north. It's wild. So if we're outside, you hear them go over like that all the time, both like Delta and UPS. It's wild. Okay, I think it's gone now. That's not my ride. They didn't land here. My
Oh.
bad. Well, Charlotte, things are getting into crunch time. We have less than 2 months to go. I've been on top of the bus pressure washing it the past week when it's a nice day. I think we have most of the stuff cleaned up in there. We got to start making sure that like the canopies don't have bugs in them. We got to take those out here in the next week or two. You'll help me with that.
Yeah.
So everybody, yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like it, but we're getting close.
We're getting so
Yeah,
close.
I
And
mean, It's almost May now.
Right. And I feel like I haven't done like a lot of things I wanted to do. And I'm like, oh.
No, that's not true. You've been working on your giveaways. Those little trinkets that you're going to give out. She's been working on that every night. Do you want to save the surprise?
I'm going to save it.
All of our group knows what she's giving away, but I don't think anybody else knows. She has hundreds and hundreds of them to give out to random people that we meet.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. She put me to work on it the other night. It is pretty cool. Yeah, I guess, you know, I've cleaned out the coolers. We just need to take a look at those Easy Up tents. The bus is ready to go, other than, you know, just cleaning it and putting any new details on it for this year. Can you think of anything else we need to be doing?
No.
It feels like we're behind, but not really. I kind of want to redo my Ricky the Cat totem a little bit. I could take it as it is, but I want to kind of clean it up.
Oh, yeah, I
got to
redo my helmet. That's what I was going to do, because the other one's just gross from years of use.
Well, I mean, this is good news if we've gotten all the have-tos out of the way, and now we're just doing...
Yeah, well, yeah, because...
Just fun stuff.
We've been going for so many years, like, I feel like the main stuff is already done.
We'll have to get all of our food packed away and everything when we get closer. I mean, that's no big deal, though. Oh. So, wow, geez. It feels like we should be busier getting ready, but we're just... You know, this many years into Rue, being involved with it and everything these days, like, we know what we're doing. We got
Once you go so many years, you really get to, you know, you've got your main stuff. You've got your tent. You've got your chairs.
Yeah.
You know, et cetera and so forth. And you kind of do get to focus more on your fun activities. You know, you get to, you have more disposable money to spend on your funnies.
Yeah.
Your fun stuff.
Your funnies.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I will say this year, I intend to be a lot more chill. Last year.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, I don't want to say I burned myself out, but I was within a stone's throw of doing that because I just overburdened myself.
Absolutely, same.
I'm not doing that this year. I'm there to have a good time and hang out with people. My biggest regret from last year that I wish I had done differently last year is I kept myself too busy and I didn't get to just sit and have long conversations and hang out with people.
Yeah, I agree.
And I regret that. There were a lot of times when there was somebody I wanted to see, but I had to be somewhere. I had to go meet Cherub or I had to meet Wanda or whatever it was, and I just didn't have time. This year, I have no plans. I mean, there's shows I want to see for sure, but other than that, like, no, my plan is to have a checklist of people that I want to hang out with and spend good quality time with them. That is my main objective this year.
That bird has a plan.
Yeah, what's he doing? He's telling me off, man. Charlotte, I think that's about it for this week. I think I mentioned this in my talk with Taco, but we plan on having Corey from Live Nation and C3 on before too long to talk.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, he's going to help me talk South Star.
Yeah, we need it. We need a lot of good episodes. I guess we can do that, you know, after Bonnaroo, too.
Well, I want to go ahead and talk about mind. Yeah. So, yeah, couple good episodes coming up. We'll talk more about that in the future. Somebody's blowing me up. I always forget to put this thing on focus. It's funny that I'm doing it now when we're almost done.
You know who that message? That message was from Eric.
What'd he say? Hello. I didn't even look.
Well,
he's just trolling me. All right, that's it for this week, guys. We may be back with Corey next week. If it's not next week, it'll be the week after next. So we'll see you then. Get out there and radiate positivity.
Bye.
See you soon.